Hi everyone, welcome to the Bright and Quirky Child Online Summit. I'm your host and licensed marriage and family therapist, Debbie Steinberg-Kuntz. And in this session, we're going to look at what the main themes were in each day of the summit. We had 6 days, and starting today, we're going to start with day one. And with us to recap day one, we've got Julie Skolnick. And Julie is the founder of With Understanding Comes Calm, through which she passionately guides parents of gifted and distractible children, mentors 2E adults, and collaborates with and advises educators and professionals on bringing out the best and raising self-esteem in their students and clients. Julie also works with Sang, and she is a in-person and virtual coach, and we'll hear more about that. So Julie, welcome to the summit.
Thanks, Debbie. What an awesome summit.
It was fun. It was really fun. And on day one, let's see, we had Scott Barry Kaufman, who I found was just completely mind-blowing and loved it. Actually, most of our speakers just wowed my brain. And then we had Dan Peters talking about assessments. We had Dr. Ned Hollowell talking about ADHD and how to make it an asset. And then Austina DeBonte talked about raising a gifted child. So Julie, what stood out for you?
Well, you know, first of all, what great speakers and so engaging. And I actually heard from a lot of people around the country and the world about how great the summit was for them. And for some, it was their first intro to 2E. So, you know, congratulations, Debbie, on what an awesome accomplishment getting all that information, such important information out there. So I noticed that on day one, all four speakers talked about the medical model and how it is deficit focused and on remediation. And it was so interesting that everybody said that. And Ned talked about managing adult expectations, which is part of this whole medical model, right? If we're going into it, thinking about remediation, thinking about deficits, we need to manage that perspective so that we're always bringing out the best and raising self-esteem in these kids, right? Because you can't raise self-esteem if you're constantly looking at the struggles and the challenges. So important to support those and understand them, but let's do it through the portal of strength. Now, I did love that Austina DeBonte brought up the thickness of the cortex study. That was so interesting to learn that executive functioning skills come later with superior IQ brains. So we can't ignore the medical community. We've got to embrace them and help them really grasp those strengths of our kids. And we can learn from them. Part and parcel to that is the identification piece, right? So if you're going into an assessment or an identification, you want to make sure that you are talking to the assessor about all of your child's strengths. And I love how Ned Hollowell said, history is the heart and soul of the diagnosis. So he was really focusing on what parents say, which I loved. I tell clients, you want to show me your neuropsych report? It'll give me context to what the outside world sees. But most important to me, mom and dad, is what you see, what you experience, and what your child is feeling. That's what's so important.
It's so important to get the perspective of the people who are living it because every child is different.
Well, and one of the things that I say, Debbie, is that behavior is communication. But with our kids, that communication doesn't necessarily link back to the behavior. You don't know why the child is spinning. It might be something sensory-wise. It might be something somebody said that they interpreted correctly or incorrectly, right? So it was really interesting. I think Austina said, when my kid is so sensitive, is that a behavior issue or is it an overstimulation issue? And Dan Peter talked about primary versus secondary anxiety, which is fascinating. I've seen neuropsych reports with 8 diagnoses and 5 of them can be caused by secondary anxiety. And I think it was Austina who talked about asynchronous development and how our kids develop differently. I really love the idea of the 5-10-15 rule, where you can be 10 chronologically and you can be 15 in some ability, but then you're 5 somewhere else, and that can be social and emotional development.
And that really captures, I think, the snapshot of the struggle, because mm-hmm. if your child talks to you as if they're 15 years old, but they're self-regulation is like an eight-year-old, which we see so much with these bright and quirky kids. Mm-hmm. It's really hard for a parent to make sense of that. But then you realize, oh, so many of these twice exceptional kids are dealing with that. And it's that asynchronous development is just part of the journey.
I'm all about the now what, right? You got to get the understanding. With understanding comes calm, but you got to get to the practical now what. What do we do? And so I loved how Dan Peters said, you got to put that bell curve out there and show it to the kid and see what they say and help them understand who they are. Help them love who they are. And of course, you and I both love Scott Barry Kaufman, fall in love with a future image of yourself. Oh, that's awesome. I mean, that is so cool. And I actually woke up this morning thinking, okay, but not just the future self. That's the capital F. How about today? You got to get through some hard stuff at school. Let's imagine, let's take a second and imagine biking when you get home from school. Let's take a minute and imagine and fall in love with your future self talking to somebody at school today you really want to talk to, but you haven't been feeling comfortable to do so, or taking that test or writing that paper. I just love that mindfulness piece.
Well, I think what I really saw in the comment section, really for the whole summit, but day one especially, was this positive approach that so many parents have been feeling this doom and gloom. You know, our child feels so different from so many other kids. And then when you can put some of these little tweaks into practice, like having a future vision of yourself. I think Scott also talked about having those interests and abilities, mm-hmm. and that sort of triangle of interest, ability, that future vision of yourself, when you can really help a child identify those things. And we'll get more into that as we go through the summit. That's where the magic is. But a lot of parents don't know this. So I think bringing the day one experts together really drove home that positive message.
I think that positive reframe and talent development, those are two keys for raising self-esteem for sure. And having that positive perspective. You know, I like to say I give parents permission to parent their kids differently. And I give teachers permission to teach their students differently, because this isn't different. This is a world shaker, right? Let's look at the positives. I mean, it should be that way. Which really gets into the great topic of mentoring, which everybody sort of talked about. Ned Hollowell, get the right kind of help, find people who inspire you, jobs that inspire you. And how much did we love that you were supposed to marry the right person and find the right job, which he kept saying. But he's right. He's right. Yeah. I always tell my clients, get a quarterback. Sometimes I am the quarterback because there's so many professionals on the case, but find a quarterback who can do that positive reframe, who does see the strengths, who wants to help develop talent in your child. I think that was a big mentoring message.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just that very simple phrase you gave, which was get help with what you're bad at. Fuel your strengths, get help with what you're bad at. Like, okay.
And notice that there are so many ADHD success stories. I mean, it is the creative brain, man. I actually renamed ADHD in a blog. I called it hyperattention activity deficit, because really we can pay attention to a lot of different things, right? But they need to move. Let them move, right? Let's see what they can do. And then lastly, I noticed, Debbie, the connectedness, right? Mm-hmm. How important Dan Peters and the theory of mind, taking other people's perspectives into account, Ned Hollowell and the big struggle, right? The blow-ups that happen at home. And the anecdote, according to Ned, is the other vitamin C or vitamin connect. And it's so ironic. Our kids crave connection, right? But sometimes they're really bad at it. Not all the time, but sometimes they're really bad at it. You know, and how about Austina DeBonte saying, tough love won't work if you don't have executive functioning hardware, right? And the loneliness of the kids, loneliness of the parents. So falling in love with yourself as the parent of this awesome kid, falling in love with yourself as the kid. You know, I tell my own kids, my three twice exceptional kids, at the end of the day, you get to always be in the room with you. You get to always have that brain in your head thinking about the cool stuff your brain thinks about. We'll deal with organizing it and getting stuff done that you have to get done, but you get to be with you all the time. Lucky.
Yeah, that is so cool. And I think that was a huge mind shift sort of my final thought here is, you know, reading in those comment sections, people who had been going from doctor to doctor, psychologist to psychologist, and they said, wait a second, differently wired does not mean broken. It doesn't mean bad. It just means different, and in many cases, better. And I just absolutely loved when Scott Barry Kaufman said, you know, we need a reconceptualization of how we talk to parents about their kids' brains. Not that, hey, you have high functioning autism, you're doomed to a life of, I think he called it, remedialness. Like, no, your child could be one of the great mathematicians or scientists of our time. So really, I think we're part of shifting the conversation to a much more accurate place that's much more positive.
Well, I'm very honored to be part of the shift because I'm all about that. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you so much, Julie. So if people want to work with you, how do they find out more?
So the easiest way is to go to my website, withunderstandingcomescom.com. We're on Facebook at With Understanding Comes Calm, and I also have a monthly newsletter called Gifted and Distractible, which is free. You can sign up for that on my website. This next week, I'm going to be live on Facebook from the Breakthroughs at 2E Education Conference, so check that out. And, you know, that's the way you can get a hold of me. Julie at withunderstandingcomescom.com is my email.
Okay, fantastic. And you're one of our few experts that actually do virtual coaching. Really to anywhere in the world. So I think that's pretty exciting. We've gotten a few requests, so I've sent them in your direction.
Thank you. I love it. I love helping parents and educators. So
wonderful.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
All right, Julie. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Take care.